has not having inner peace served you?
In no way.
Do you have inner peace then? Be honest. Be honest.
Hesitation usually
means no.
I'll give you a hint. I'm trying.
No. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. None of you have to try. All the trying in the world is your way of saying I'm not yet ready to actually change.
I'm believing.
And that's okay. That's okay. If that's your process, that's okay. Do you follow?
Yes.
That's okay. But all the trying in the world does not actually make the thing happen. When you decide the thing will change, the thing will change.
Okay.
Until you decide the thing will change, the thing will stay the same. The trying, the processes, are the amount of time you believe you need before you are ready to actually change. But you could change at any moment. Process itself does not bring about the change. Process is your way of taking time until you believe you're ready to make an instant change. Do you follow?
Yes, I do.
So, inner peace can be, in a sense, brought about by many things, but primarily, you will find, it is connected heavily or lightly to this, and that is what we usually call the big question. Are you or are you not acting on your joy, your highest joy in life? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Why not? What are your definitions about acting on your highest joy that would make you hesitate to do so? And again, this goes for all of you. If you find that you can answer this. What is it about acting on your highest joy that you hesitate to do? What do you fear about acting on your highest joy that makes you hesitant to do so?
I never realized that I could act on my highest joy.
Do you now?
And now I do.
Do you absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, without a moment's hesitation, believe that at every given moment, if you act on your highest joy, it will support you in all the ways that you need to be supported?
Yes, I believe that.
Then all you have to do is behave that way, and you will see that it is true, and it's as simple as that. And this is not just philosophy, this is physics. This is not just a good idea, not just a nice sounding concept. This is physics. Because remember, there are only four laws, and that's it.
Okay.
And as you put out, so you get back.
That was my next question.
Yes.
I would like to give and receive love and happiness and to achieve discipline and
achieve
financial
discipline.
And
you are missing the point to some degree, but that's all right because you admitted that you're a novice.
This is true. This is why I said that.
Yes. Well, here's the point. And let me wrap it up for you in this concept. What you're doing right now, and this is not a judgment, is the typical Earth human thing of thinking that you need several different processes to do the same thing. It's all one thing. It's all one thing. Let me ask you this. Have you ever, for even a moment in your life, done something you really, 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 really love to do?
Yes.
All right. Now, when you were doing that, were you not completely wrapped up in it, totally consumed by it?
Yes.
All right. Did you not, in that instant, because you were so wrapped up in it, so consumed by it, have all the discipline you required?
Yes.
Well, are you getting the point? It's a complete kit. You don't have to say, all right, how can I follow my joy? And then, if I'm going to follow my joy, how can I get the discipline to follow my joy? If you are doing what you love to do more than anything else, why would you need discipline? Believe me, it'll be impossible to tear you away from it.
Okay.
And you will begin to innately and intuitively and imaginatively know all the things you need to do, because all you'll be looking for is the next thing that contains the highest amount of joy. And when you follow the thread of highest excitement, it will always lead you to the next most exciting thing that you're capable of doing, because the excitement, the thread, is the thing that lets you know you're on the path that is you. Not how it looks on the surface. The excitement, the feeling, the thing that contains the highest joy is who you are. That's what excitement is. It's your physical body's translation of the vibrational frequency of your true self. And so when you act upon circumstances at any given moment, whatever they are, that contain the highest level of that excitement, you are being squarely aligned, harmoniously aligned with your true self. And as your true self, the self you were created to be by the infinite, you automatically contain everything you need to continue to be your true self. So when you act on your highest joy, everything you need comes as a complete kit. And if some kind of concept of discipline is required, then in whatever form serves you best, it will be there automatically, because you will function holistically as one event. And you will not separate yourself out into a collection of pieces and parts and say, well, yes, now I have part A, and now I have to collect part B, and now I have to collect part C. Now what do I do about part Z? It's all one thing. All one thing. And it will come automatically if you trust that following your joy at every given moment is, in fact, what you need to do. But that's up to you. I would never tell you that you must. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. The most important question I have for you is, yes, how to rid my body of disease and
what do you think we're talking about? What do you think we're talking about?
Joy.
Listen to your own English language word, dis-ease. If you are in joy, why would you be ill at ease? If you are of a state of joy, in that state, no dis-ease is possible. Now, this is the fundamental energy answer. If in the meantime there are things you feel you need to do to allow your body some help in bringing it back into a natural, beneficial, healthy, balanced state, then it is up to you to use your intuition to find what you need, but I would simply always recommend that you find the thing that is most fundamentally natural as best as possible and make sure you're using it properly. And that will help you.
I don't understand what's fundamentally natural.
What grows on your planet naturally to help with disease?
Herbs.
Thank you. End of conversation.
Thank you.
Number two.
Greetings.
And to you, good day.
Do you remember me from the past?
Why would I want to do that when you're here now?
I'm testing your memory.
I do not have a memory. I only exist in the moment.
I wish I had your memory.
I do not need a memory. Well, I only exist in the moment, and what I need to know, I need to know when I need to know it. What I don't know in any given moment, I don't need to know.
Then I am confident you recall that for several years, my number one excitement for a career,
yes,
had to do with the water fuel cell, a new science and technology,
yes,
put together by Stan Meyer out in Columbus, Ohio, the inventor.
And?
Two and a half, three months ago, I got the report that he had died, that he had passed on.
All right.
Can you confirm to me that that is true? Stan Meyer.
From our perception, yes.
Can you tell me whether there was any kind of foul play involved in his passing?
From our perception, there were the idea of the individual being caught up in what you would call politics, but we do not perceive that that had anything directly to do with the death.
Okay, because he had had attempts on his life,
yes,
over the years.
Yes.
And had a couple angels that were guarding him and keeping him alive.
In that sense, then you understand it had nothing directly to do with the death. It was simply the proper timing.
Okay.
And now?
I want to believe that it was right.
That what was right?
That he pass on, and that he chose to pass on. For
why do you want to believe that?
Because I want to believe consistent with my beliefs, and that the impact of his new science and technology was meant to benefit mankind on this planet. And if you recall, this is my number one excitement, is to become an active part,
yes,
of that science and technology.
What do you mean to become? Are you not?
Not to the extent that I want to. So far, it's just been...
Then why do you not become involved to the extent that you want to?
Well, he and I had an agreement of about a year and a half ago that he was probably going to hire me. But then he did a bummer. He died on me, see.
Why is this, as you call it, a bummer?
Because
are you saying you don't trust the timing?
I want to trust the timing.
Then why don't you?
Well, now I'm going out there in the near future,
yes,
to beat the bushes and find out everything I can about the current status of the
All
project.
All right.
And then
many individuals that begin to lead the way in certain areas of development, will now choose to leave the planet, because it will be up to the individuals who are interested in what they had to say and what doors they opened to take their place.
Then, Michael,
this is why many of you saw in the individuals that you know as your princess, your Diana, your mother, your Teresa, why they died side by side when they led the way of humanitarian actions, because they now bequeath unto all of you to follow in their footsteps and not leave it up to them to do it for you anymore. Such is the case in some senses here. You have been inspired to a certain point, and that is well and good. But as long as the individual who started it remains around, you, in a sense, and others like you, are not necessarily spurred to do as much as you could be doing, because you're leaving it up to them. Now that you are forced to beat the bushes, you will finally take the steps necessary to allow yourself to bring yourself into the proper state where you can then express more fully the thing you say is your joy.
I know you don't enjoy predicting the future, but
it has nothing to do with enjoyment.
My question is,
simply not possible.
Okay, what's your prognosis of the future of this new science and technology, which has such great potential and benefit for this planet?
This is our sensing of the energy as it exists at the present, which is all a prediction ever is.
Okay.
And that is this. It will, in its investigation, it will lead to other things that will go way beyond it. When you investigate the idea of the water fuel cell, to the degree that is representative of your highest joy, most likely what you will come across is the recognition that you have the ability to unlock a different kind of energy from water itself than you ever thought possible. And you will actually go leaps and bounds beyond the concept of the water fuel cell. But most likely you will only discover that by going along that route. So it will lead you to the proper place to make another discovery that will go beyond it and actually render that obsolete. This is quite often what your excitement is for. I'm not just talking to you personally, I'm talking to all of you. Many of you, when something excites you, you assume that it excites you because it, the thing itself that excites you, is supposed to come to fruition. No. You see, you're all very tricky people. And because you have portions of your consciousness that you hide from yourselves, more often than not, your excitement will actually come to you simply as a dangling carrot to get you to move in a certain direction, but not because the thing itself, not because the carrot itself needs to be eaten, but just